Rav Lerebi Lerebi Ben Echiti. Rav sent a letter, Rashi learns, to Rebbe. He sent him a Gerish Shalom, Stan, how you doing, how you feeling? And in between the lines, Ben Echiti, in between the lines, he asked him this question. So what? Ha'achin sheshibdu mahu. What's going to be the lacha when the father died? And the brothers now Yashin ben Echasim. And and the sons sheshibdu, that they were mishabdu the Nechasim. Shibud can mean either one of two things that the Gemara will soon explain. Either it means the sons sold it to somebody else, or else they gave it from Mashkin for somebody else. And now their sisters are getting married, and they want to collect the money for their dowry, mahu. Do we have a right to take it away from the Mishabadim to give it to the daughters or not? That was the question. That's what Rav asked Rebbe. So Gemara says, Have Yosef Rebbe Chiyah Kaimer. Rebbe Chiyah was sitting in front of them. Omalei. So Rebbe Chiyah said like this. Like, what did Rav mean to ask you? Did Rav mean to ask a case where the brothers sold the property to somebody else, and now the daughters want to get married, that we should take it away from them? Or Yamashkinoi, where the brothers that Yashin the father, those property, they didn't sell it to somebody else. Now, what happened here is, first the father died. And when the father died, the law is the sons, Yashin, they own the property of the father. Now they could do whatever they want with it. If they wanted, they could sell it. Or if they want to, they could borrow money from somebody and makes the property a mashkin, as if to say, if we don't pay you up the money, you could take this karka, that's a mashkin, they're making it for a pledge. So Reb Chiya asked Rav, like, what did do? Asked Rebbe, what did Rav mean to ask? Did he mean to ask even if the brothers sold it? Or else maybe the question was only mashkin, if he made a mashkin out of it. Oh, Malay. So Malay, Mashkin Rebbe answered back and said, my naftimino, what's the difference? Bein mochroi, Bein Shemashkinoi, the locher is Moitzin le Panosa, Vien Moitzin le Mazenis. The locher is Taka, we do take out for Panosa, even from Mochroi. If the brothers sold the father's property, and they had a right to, because at that time the Yashin, it was theirs, they sold it to somebody else, and now their sisters are getting married, for Panosa for them, for their dowry, we have a right to take away the Kaka from the people that bought it off their brothers. Matzila panosa, but v'yei matzila mezainis. It was only a question of supporting them, not before they're getting married, just to give them the daily food that we don't sell to mishabodim that the brother sold. So I told Ponim, that's what Rebbe answered back. No matter what the shayla was, whether it was machro or shibdu or mashkenoi, in both cases we do take away the karka to give it back to the sisters. For the Gemara now, v'rav. When Rav asked the question, why did he use such a lashon of shibdu? For the Gemara of Rav, imachru kumi boilei. If Rav meant to ask the question, what's going to be if the brother sold the property? Nichtav leimachru. When Rav sent a letter to Rebbe, why didn't he speak out clearly? What's the lach if the brother sold the karka? Now imashkna kumi boilei. If Rav had a doubt about if the brothers even made it just for a mashkin, just for a pledge, they didn't sell it yet, they only gave it for a mashkin. Nichtav leimashkinoi. Let him say clearly, I'm asking the question, what's going to be by mashkinoi? So the Gemara says the pshat is when Rav is Rav Tavai Kamiboyle. Really, Rav had a doubt in both cases. The Sovri held like this. Now, the Kitzur, Rav wanted to ask the question as short as possible. And he had the doubt both ways. What's going to be the lochas if the brothers sold it? Or else, I even have a doubt. What's going to be if the brothers only made it from Ashken? Do we take it away to give it to the daughters or not? Now, Rav held like this. If I would have just wrote the question, what's going to be if the brothers sell the karka? So then, honich would be good to me, ishalachli, if you would answer me, to Maitzian. That yes, even though the brothers sold the karka, still we take it away and give it back to the, they give it to the daughters for their panosa, for their dowry. So then I would know that kol shechein mashkinoi, for sure, if the brothers only made it for a mashkin, that we take it away. But ishalach li ein moitzin. But if you would write back to me, the locher is we don't ein moitzin. That if the brothers sold it, we don't take out. Akati still mashkenu kimiboyle. I would still have the question: what's going to be if the brothers didn't sell it, but they only made it for a pledge? Maybe here, since the brothers still own it, we do take it away and give it to the daughters. Now, iksiv nolei mashkenu yifrav would have just asked the question: what's the lochos when the brothers made the property into a pledge? Ishalachli, again, if you would answer me that what the din is, at the end by seeing, we do not take out, we do not give the daughters, their sisters, so kol shchein machroi. For sure, the same luck would be if they sold it. But Ishalach Lihur answer me back and say, Maitzian, we do take away from the mashkin to give the daughters. Akati Machu Kamiboyli. But I would still have a question, what would be the luck if she sold it? Not only that she if the brothers gave it away for a mashkin, but what's gonna be if the brother sold it? Do we have a right to take it away then also or not? So therefore, since Rav had the doubt in both ways, he wanted to write the question very shortly. So therefore, he figured, Echtov Lei, let me write the question, Shibdu. I asked this general question, what's going to be the luchas if the brothers were mishabed their prophet to somebody else, and now their sisters are getting married, so we take it away to give it to them for a dowry? That what the Shibdu, the mashmochi, there's mashma both ways. It's mashma, I mean, to ask the question, what's the luchas if the brothers sold it? And what's the luck is the brothers only made a mashkin out of it. And on this, Rebbe answers back, in both cases, we do take it away and give it back to their sisters for the dowry. Mer says now, Rebbe Yechonon, the name of Rebbe Yechonon says no. Echod ze v'yechod ze ein moitzien. Rebbe Yechonon says no. Rebbe Yechonon Chur is arguing on Rebbe and saying no, that if the brothers made it for a mashkin or sold it, we do not take back the karka to give it to their sisters when they get married. E. Boyle, we have a question like this now. The Rabbi Yechonon, according to Rabbi Yechonon, he just said in both cases we do not give it back to the sisters. Is it the pshat that Leishmilei heard the Rabbi? He did not hear what Rabbi said, because he did not realize that he's arguing on Rabbi. And then we could say that Vishmilei, because if he would have really heard what Rabbi said, have him a kambalei. Maybe we would also accept what Rabbi said. And if so, we should not pass him like Rabbi Yechonon, we should pass him like Rabbi. Because the reason that Rabbi Yechonon is saying this is because he did not know Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi said differently. I do maybe know that maybe really Shmilei, maybe Rabbi Yechonon heard that Rabbi says opposite. For Le Mekabalei, but the Pshat is that Rabbi Yechonon is arguing on Rabbi. And if Rabbi Yechonon is arguing on Rabbi, then the Klal is Halacha Kabasra, we should pass him like Rabbi Yechonon. That's the Shaila here. What's the Pshat on Rabbi Yechonon's Pshat? Is it that he did not hear, he did not know what Rabbi said, then really we should pass him like Rabbi? Because then we could say if he would have heard that Rabbi said opposite, he would have been asking to Rabbi. Or else knows that Yechonon heard what Rabbi said and still is arguing on him. So Torah Shema, come and bring your proof. The Yitma will learn it like this. Mi Shemei, so somebody died. V'niyach shtei bonus, and left over two daughters. Uben and a son. Now v'kod mohori shoino, v'not l'isun nechosim. Again, what happened? The father had two daughters and a son. And then he died. And now the first daughter got married. So she has the right to collect for a dowry one-tenth of a nechosim. For not least in the chosim, for a speaker shnei ligvus, the second one now did not collect her tenth, she did not get married, and she may saben until all of a sudden the son died. Now the halacha is, all the nechosim now go to the two daughters for Yerusha. The halacha is when you have the son, they're the son yashins. Now that the son died, the whole Yerusha goes to the two daughters. So Rabbi Yechonon says, shnei vitra. You know, the second daughter now, it's not the pshat when she gets married, first she has the right to take one-tenth for herself for a dowry, and then the remaining property we divide up equally. But rather, right now, she's meichel a tenth, and we say now we divide up the property equally between the two of them. And now this, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina went like this to Kasha to Rabbi Yechonon and said, that G'dolu Mizu Amru. It was learned even greater than this, than what you're saying. That Moitzin Lepanosa V'ein Moitzin Lemezainas. And we will learn if the brothers Marmis sold the property to somebody else, and now the sisters get married, we take away the property from the person that sold it. So what he meant to say is, for sure in this case, that the property is still here, for sure the second daughter should have a right to collect her tenths before she divides the Yerusha equally. So why do you, Rabbi Yechonon, say the second daughter loses her tenths? Why should she lose it? Why don't we say it's not worse when the brothers sold it, that we take it away from what they sold and give it back to the daughters? Now, v'yimis, if you hold the name alay, Rabbi Yechonon should answer back, man amra. Like if you hold that Rabbi Yechonon did not hear that Rabbi said that halacha, so Rabbi Yechonon should answer back and said, who said that halacha like that? So since Rabbi Yechonon did not say like that, smash for the pshat is Rabbi Yechonon heard and knew that Rabbi said the halacha like what was like that. But the pshat is Rabbi Yechonon is arguing on Rabbi. Mar says no, v'duma maybe the elam leishmilei. It could be really Rabbi Yechonon never heard that Rabbi said differently. And really, the Shmilei Kibble, if he would have heard it, he would have accepted and would have agreed to Rebbe. So how come over here he didn't say like who said it? Here it's the biggest svara. Here the Svar is, since there's a Rav Chabesa, like the second daughter, the reason why Rabbi Yechon, like, didn't say who said it. Rabbi Yechon's shot is, even if somebody said like that, Rabbi Yechon says there's no kasha in me. Here there's a big difference. Here, since the daughter, right now, is yashning all her father's nechasim, so like, since she's getting so much, she overlooks this one-tenth that she has a right to get. That's Rabbi Yechon's Svar over here. That it could be true, when the brothers sell the nechasim, we have a right to take it away, to give it back to the daughters. But over here, that when the two daughters now, what's happening? The son is died. So now the two daughters, Yarsha and all the fathers, Nechasim. So what happened here? One daughter received the tenth first. The question is, should the second daughter first get her tenth or not? Say, Swash doesn't have to get her tenth. Because she's getting so much anyway, she's like Michael the tenth. On this, Omalei Rav Yehmer Rav Ashi, Rav Yehmer Ashi, Ela Meyatev, so, Ashkecho Metziya B'yalma, if you find a Metziya B'yalma, the Iker Rav Chabes, there's a lot of profit there. Hochi Named Lo Yevinen La Yisun Chosim. You want to tell me the case where a girl finds a big Metziya, she finds, let's say, $1 million, so she's so rich now, she doesn't need the tenth, when she gets married, she'll give up a dowry? Like, why not? She still wants a dowry. Omalei Vilchen said back, Omalei Ano, Rav Chabesa Mahani Nichsa Kamina. Now I'm telling you the big difference. Here there's a Rav Chabesa, she's getting a lot from this property itself. Since she's getting a big Yerusha from this property itself, here she overlooks the extra tenth she's supposed to get from it. Since anyway she's getting a lot of money from this property itself. So there's a difference whether she becomes rich from other places, like she finds a Metziya, or whether she gets Yerusha and this Nechasim, this property itself. When she's anyway getting a lot of property from here, she doesn't care to give up a tenth that she deserves for a panosa. Now the Gemara says, Omra Memra says like this, Bas Yereshes Hevi, that of a Yisayma daughter, when she gets married, has the right to collect one-tenth of her father's nechosim. When she takes it away from her brothers, Sepshat, it's like Yerusha. It's like now she's Yashning from her father one-tenth. And we'll soon see the differences. Omalei Rav Ashi Lameimah, Rav Ashi said to her Meimah, if so, Ilu Boilus Lukei Bezuzi, Hochi Named Delei Motzilus Lukei. Let's say the brothers want to pay her off. Like the father left over a lot of property. So like this, you tell him in our Yerusha, means she has the right to get the property itself. And if the brothers want to pay her off, give her the value of the money, the value of the property, they can't do it anymore. They can't pay her off with money, since it has a lock like Yerusha, she has the right to collect the property itself. Omalayin, Samayma said yes, that's exactly what I mean to say. It's a regular din Yerusha, she has a right to get the property, and they can't just pay her off with the money. And secondly, Iboy Lisluke Bechod Arya, Hochi Namad Lamotzi Mesalik Lo. Now let's say the father left over 10 different lands. Now she has the right to get one tenth of every single property. So let's say the brothers say, you know what, we're going to give you one land. This one land is like for the one tenth of all the properties. So if it's a Yerusha, they can't do it. Because she has a right to say she yashins one tenth of all the properties. Omalayin, Amayma said yes, that's exactly what I mean to say, that the brothers can't tell her to take only one property. She has a right to say, I have a din Yerusha now, and I want to get one tenth of every single property. That's what Amayma wanted to say. Now the Gemara says, but Rav Ashi holds no bas the balas chavezi. After the daughter collects one-tenth of an achasim for a dowry, she's called the balas chayv. It's like the brothers owe it to her, they owe her the value of the money. And therefore, the brothers could pay her off with money, and they could also ship her off just to one property, and not to get one-tenth of every one of them. The Gemara says, V'yaf ha-meimer hodebe, even ha-meimer was chayzer. T'yoma rab min yumi, brei de rab nechumye, hevekim nekaim ed ha-meimer. I was once sitting in front of ha-meimer. V'yasoi ha-yisa solekamei. And a lady came in front of them. Tevas kaboye iser nechosim, that she wanted to collect her tenth of her father's property. In other words, she's a yisayma, and she was getting married now. She wanted to get for a dowry one tenth of her father's property. The chazisa ledaita, and I saw that the das was, that the Ramema was accepting that the boyless luki bezuzi have been metzalik lo. That if the brothers wanted to pay you off with the money instead of giving her the property, they could have done it. It was okay. Mashma Meim was asking to this. The Shmi Meyachik, the third from the brother, Tevi Karma, they said to her, Ilu Hevilon Zuzi, if we would have had money, Salitne Bezuzi, Shnei, we would have paid you off with the money. That's what the brothers told her. And Vishtik Lo Yamalu Blamidi, and the Meim kept quiet and didn't say anything. So Mashma, maybe Mesav was also chayzer that Aloch Rish is only like a Baal Chayv. She only has a right to collect like the money from her brothers. And if the brothers don't want to give her their land, but want to pay her off the value in money, they have a right to do it. Rosh says, now v'hash to the Yarmada, now that you're telling me, Baal is Chayv Havoi, the Aloch Rish is the daughter, has a din like a Baal Chayv. She collects the money from her brother. Is the Abba or the Achai? There's a new shalom now. Is she called the Baal Chayv? Like the father is the one that owes her the money? And therefore, when the father dies, she's collecting from the brother, Peteris Yisaimim. And therefore, we'll soon see she has to swear first. Or the Achai, or else no, it's considered like her brother is owed the money. Lamayin Afkamina, what's the difference? So Gemara says, Lamigvo Lebeninis B'lay Shalai B'Shavua. If it's considered that her brothers, the sons, owe her the money, so she's collecting now directly from them. Therefore, the sister does not have to swear first. And also, regular Bachoyt collects from Beninis, from the middle type of land. Mashenkein, Viziburius Bishvua. But if the pshat is that the daughter is a Baal Chayv of the father, it's like the father owes her the money. And when the father dies, that she collects from the brothers is a terrorist like Yerusha, they're like Yisaimim. So whenever you want to collect something from Yisaimim for their father's Chayv, Halacha is first of all, you have to swear first before you get the money. And secondly, you only have a right to collect from Zaburius, from the worst type of property, and not the middle class. So that's the Shiloh. When the sister collects money from the brothers, is it called the Balas Chayv of the father, or Balas Chayv of they themselves? So Mar says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Ravina Agve Labrat de Ravashi. Ravina collected for the daughter of Ravashi, Mima Brei de Ravashi, Beninis Vishle de Shavua. In other words, Ravina once collected for Yisayma from her brother for her parnosa, for her dowry, and he collected from the middle type of property, and also Shlebi Shavua. So see, clearly she's called the Baal Chayv of the brother itself, of the brother. Not that she's a Baal Chayv of her father, and the brothers pay Beteris Yisayimim, but she's a direct Baal Chayv to the brothers, therefore she collects without a Shavua and from Beninis. Now the case was the brother died, and then a second time she collected me brave the Rav Soma, brave the Rav Ashi Zaburius Bishvua. Another time, by another daughter, it happened that the brother died, and they went to collect now from the brother's son, which is son Yashin the father. So that's like regular Yisaimin. So over there, the locher is you only collect from Zaburius from the worst type of property, and also you have to swear first. But I call upon the locher is when the father dies. And it leaves over boys and girls, so when the girls collect their panosa, they call the Baal Chayv from the brothers directly, and they collect from the brothers without a shvua and from the beinins. Now the Gemara says, Sholach lei Rav Nechemya b'reid Rav Yosef l'rabba barafuna. Zuta, minadoi, that Rav Nachman might send a letter to this Rabba barafuna, that he said, Ki osi hai isa solakamach. When a certain lady comes in front of you, a Yisayma, and she wants to collect her dowry, is Agva Issa Nechasa Mafilu Mitzrubla. Give her, collect for her, her tenth of her father's property, even from the millstone. Rashi says it means the base of the millstone. In other words, he holds you only collect it from Karka. And this is also considered like Karka. The bottom of the millstone is also considered like Karka, like property. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi said, Ki Avinim Be'er of Kana, when he was Bar of Kana, Heve Magvina Nafilu Me'am Lodabese. He once saw a case like this also, where the daughter of Yisayma came to collect a tenth of the father's property from the brothers, and they even paid her from the rent that they collected from the father's property. In other words, again, like Rashi says, the Schirus or the Patim is called like Karka Dami. So from the rent that they collected, she also has the right to collect her tenth of her Nechasim. Now, Sholach lei Rav Onan l'Rafuna. Rav Onan sent a message to Rafuna that l'Rav Huna Chavrin, Huna my friend, Sholem, like peace. Ki osi ha'isla l'kamoch, when this lady comes in front of you, again, she's a Yisayma, she's getting married now to collect a tenth for her dowry, agva isa nichse, collect for her one tenth of a nechosim. The Mor says, have yosir Rav Sheshes kamei, Rav Sheshes was sitting there. And normally it said like this, Azil eimalei, go tell him, Uvishamta Yehei Mandala Yomalei, and like Rav Sheshes was saying, whoever does not go and tell Rav Onan, this statement now should be benidu, should be bishamti. And tell Rav Onan like this, Onan, 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 Mikarkoi, that you're telling me, you're asking me to collect a tenth for the dowry for this lady, do you want the honor to pay her from character? Or else do I even have a right to collect one-tenth of the father's property from the utensils also? That's the shiloh that Rosh Hashanah sent back to Rabbanan. Another question he asked also is, Uman Yosef by Marzich Abarisha. More will soon explain it means by the base oval. When there's an oval and he's eating with a few people together, who sits at the front of the table? Who sits Barush? That was the second question that Rosh Hashanah sent to ask Rabbanan. Is also Rav Sheshes Lekayim of the Rabbanan. So Rav Sheshes went in front of Onan. Omalei, he said like this, Mar Rabba V'Rafuna, Rabbe the Rabba, who Shmuti Shomit Mandlo Yomalei, and they send me a message like to ask you something, they said so strong, whoever I don't ask it to you, I should be B'Shamti B'Nidui. V'Lav D'Shomit Le'eve Kemina, and if I didn't hear from them like this, I wouldn't have said it over. But they said like this. This is the question I should ask you. Onan. The karkoi or matatli. That the daughter of Yisayma collects a tenth of her father's property, is it only from karko or even from matatlim? And the second question they asked me to ask you was, Oman Yosef bei Mazicha Bereisha. Who's supposed to sit by the head by the base of them? Is Oza Rav Onan Lekayim and the Marukva? So Rav Onan went in front of Marukva. Omele, he said, Chazi Mar, do you see, Heichi Sholuch Le'Rafuna. So Rafuna sent me like a message, not the covetic, not giving enough respect. And he said, Onan, it's not so nice like. In other words, like he didn't call me Rebbe, he just said, Onan. The Yoid and second Onan complaint was that Ma'azicho, the Sholuch Le, after he asked me a question, after Rafuna asked me this question, what does it mean? You should know. Lo yadana ma'aniyu. I don't know what it means. I don't know what the word mazicha means. Is omelis a mukfer said back. Emily.